This is Gabby. Welcome back to the Counseling Corner. And I am here today with my co-host, Emmy, that you all know. And we actually have a very special guest, part of the Coral Gables Counseling Center family, Tiffany, here with us today. And we are going to be talking about radical honesty. And we'll explain a little bit more about what that means and everything in a second. But before we get into that, Tiffany, will you tell everyone in listener land a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Well, thank you first and foremost, Gabby and Emmy, for having me again. It's a pleasure. Yeah. So I'm a licensed mental health counselor that works in the group of Coral Gables Counseling Center. And I specialize in trauma. So I was certified in trauma incident reduction technique, which is TIR. And then I have other like trauma-informed strategies of how I approach therapy with my clients. And recently I started implementing hypnosis trainings also. So I'm going to be doing that. And hopefully in the near future, we can do a podcast to talk a little bit more about that. So we can kind of demystify some of those, you know, concepts.
I love that. I love that. That would be great. And so radical honesty. Can you start off telling us what made you want to talk about radical honesty? Like what brought that about?
Yeah. So this is something that I've been like listening to different podcasts and like, researching articles about it. And I think it's an interesting concept because a lot of the times, you know, in our relationships, whether it's with friends, with the family, with our own significant others, we tend to have this idea where if we're dishonest, it's actually a way of being kind. And how that's actually detrimental, you know, to relationships. And it's doing the opposite of cultivating meaningful relationships. If anything, it's putting a wedge in our relationships.
Right.
So, and this is a concept that's kind of drilled into us, even from, you know, children. Like, I mean, I'm sure you can recall probably both Emmy and Gabby, times in our childhood, maybe where, or we have kids in our families where you see the parents kind of, you know, censor what the child says, right? Like, oh, no, you don't say that about grandma, or, you know, things like that. Yeah. And it's a way to, there's a good reason behind it, right? We want our kids to not grow up to be like monsters necessarily or alienate themselves in society. But it also gives the wrong internal message, right?
Right. And it's, you said something just now that it like light bulb went off because I always say anytime we've done a parenting podcast, I am not yet a parent, but it's something that I've noticed a lot with patients and friends and you know, how parents and children learn primarily by observation and by what they see their caretakers do as opposed to what they tell them. Because from a very young age, it's drilled into us also, like, be honest, don't lie to me, like, tell me the truth, you know? Mm-hmm. Are you lying? And that's drilled into us. But then these same children are observing their parents say little white lies in order not to hurt family members. Or they're also reprimanded if they're a little too honest in certain situations. And
absolutely.
I'm sure it can be very confusing. But what is radical honesty? Like, how would you define radical honesty?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's like a couple different concepts of it. I think it has kind of a negative connotation sometimes where we think automatically of these like people who kind of tend to be cruel almost with, you know, the way that they come across with honesty. But radical honesty can also be where you find a balance between wanting to protect the other person that you're communicating with, like a relationship that you care about, as well as being kind of brutally honest so that the information is helpful and like a constructive like feedback as opposed to just wanting to hurt the person. So it's always identifying what is my intention behind being honest with this person? You know, like, do I want to help them? Am I putting their interests first as opposed to my own comfort or discomfort? And also, are they even going to be receptive to the information? So that's a big one too. You know, we could be honest with the people in our lives, but they're not necessarily going to receive it, you know, in a positive way or be even open to that, you know, perspective. So it's always like this like dance that we have to kind of, you know, with our relationships, if we want to cultivate meaningful ones, you know, knowing when to be honest, when to withhold, which is also not the same as lying, right?
Right. Right. Like there's certain things that are unnecessary to say aloud, you know, such as like our opinion. Withholding our opinion is okay sometimes, especially if it's painful. But I think, you know, there's so many little things that come into play here that I think that's where issues lie, you know, like is omitting something really a lie? A lot of people think it is. And and it's little things like this, like you keeping something to yourself that would be hurtful and is just unnecessary to share. Who would consider that a lie? You know, where is the line drawn, I think, can be a little confusing.
Exactly. That is where it gets confusing, because, you know, withholding information, like, for example, if you're at like a family gathering, let's say, and you have this like uncle who's really political, right? And it's like very opposing views as to your own. Do you really think that that's the right moment to kind of get into, you know, an argument at the dinner table or with the family and put like this, like, you know, dark cloud over everything? Or is it a time to kind of, you know, I agree to disagree with you, but let's change the subject, you know, or let's move on to a different topic that's not so controversial. Right. And in that sense, you're not really lying, you know, or even omitting your own personal opinion, but you're just going ahead and drawing a boundary, you know, which is really healthy too, of like, right, this is not the time or place.
Right? Yeah, this weekend, I got together with friends and Carolina was there and somebody brought up something on politics. And of course, Carolina and I, you know, we're on the same, you know, we have the same ideas around politics. And I saw Carolina, I was like not saying anything because it was
Carolina, your daughter.
Yes. So I guess I shouldn't have put her out there in public like this, but but it's interesting because I thought at the time I was thinking, we're all drinking also, and I'm thinking, you know what, is anything that I can, there's nothing I can say that's going to change anybody's mind or anything. And that's not something, there wasn't any value that I could add, that I thought I could add to it. And instead I thought, you know, it's something that we just need to move, listen, you know, she spoke or whatever. And then I was just going to move on from that. Carolina, on the other hand, I saw her like, and I just looked at her. I just looked at her and went like this with my eyes. I know you guys can't see
me. You communicated with your eyes.
I communicated with my eyes, and she immediately caught on, and all of a sudden she like stopped and moved on. Yeah. And I'm wondering, as I'm listening to you, whether I should have even done that, right? If I should have just let her go on and do whatever she, you know, whatever she wanted to say, to say it. And I just know that saying would have like created like another thing. And
that's, I think, it. Teaching moments. And I mean, and your daughter, Carolina, is how old now? She's 37. Seven. I think I am a firm believer that teaching moments with parents never go away. Grab on to those and run with them. And I think that was one of those moments. It's easy to get caught up in those conversations and want to talk back, but you're absolutely right. That's a great example of a time where omitting your opinion is unnecessary, or omitting your opinion is okay.
Okay.
It's not considered a lie. It's like, what good, you know, what's going to come of that? Are you hurting anyone by keeping this to yourself? You know, or the contrary. And I think,
and I didn't interrupt her. She just spoke, you know, she just said what she wanted to say. And that was it. I didn't interrupt. I didn't. And that was it. Yeah. And then the conversation moved to something else.
Yeah.
Tiffany, exactly. You were going to say?
No, I was going to say, you made it the perfect point, you know, which is, you know, am I going to be able to change these people's opinions in this moment? Or are they going to be receptive to the message? And that's where, we always want to like understand what our intention is before we go ahead and offer our own opinions, right? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Is this going to be beneficial to the other person? Is this going to just cause conflict, you know, and whether or not that conflict is going to benefit both parties, right? Is it going to like help our relationship get deeper, more meaningful, add growth? Or is it just going to put like an uncomfortable edge on the whole party and everybody's going to stare at each other awkwardly, right?
Yeah. Right. And I mean, you know, sometimes, which I think is done a lot, the reason people lie or omit certain things is to avoid conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the end of the day, from my experience, that creates a much deeper conflict, a much deeper pain, a much deeper wound to any relationship, right? Romantic, friendship, family.
Absolutely. I'm so happy you brought that up, Gabby, because that was another point that I wanted to make. You know, the idea of, so like, for, I'll give a personal example, and you probably have some of these yourself, being someone who has such a plethora of friendships that you do. I had a good friend of mine for like, we were friends for like 10 years. We're still friends, but we've been friends for a long time. It's a long friendship. And she was dating someone that was just a very negative, you know, influence in her life, you know, putting her down. You know, there was some cheating involved. There was just a lot of like kind of, you know, neglect and abuse in the relationship. And I, you know, as a friend, it was uncomfortable for me to do this, but I felt, you know, like I love this person. I want the best for them. So I had to share my opinion with her, whether she liked it or not, kind of thing, you know? And
yeah.
And I wanted to be honest with her because of the fact that I care and I want growth, you know, in our relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't want to shy away and just allow her to kind of continue to make the same mistakes and almost like validate them by not saying anything, you know, because in the long term, that's going to be much more damaging. You know, imagine if she ended up having a child with this person. Imagine if they got married. I mean, you know, and it did put a strain on our relationship for a period of time because, you know, it wasn't the easy thing to do. She, you know, I think she ended up sharing my opinion with her partner at the time, and he didn't like that. And he put a wedge between us for a period of time. But then it long term, she kind of like recognized this is not a healthy relationship. This is something I have to move from, you know?
Yeah.
And so these kind of things, I'm sure you've experienced yourself having so many friends, you know, like it happens.
Yeah.
And we have to.
And I'm thankfully very confrontational.
I love that.
And I think confrontation has a bad rap. Mm-hmm. It's like you hear it and you think you're fighting with people. But I think being very, very careful with our words. And how it's more about how we say our truth as opposed to the truth that we're actually sharing. You know, I try to make sure that when I do say something that is a matter of opinion that I think would be helpful and it would be maybe harmful to keep to myself, I will make sure to say it, you know, in the kindest way possible with the reassurance that I would want in that point. Like if, you know, if I were in a similar situation, which I have been for sure, I would have to tell that friend, you know, I think you're making a mistake. I think this relationship is very toxic. And I think, you know, it can be in a better place. And I want you to be able to stand up for yourself. But I want you to also know that that in no way means that I'm not going to be there for you, that I'm not going to, you know, be by your side no matter what it is you decide in moving forward. It just felt like an important thing to share, you know?
Yeah. And there's going to be times too, I feel like, where people are not always going to come around to your opinion, or they're not going to be comfortable with like sharing their perspective. And, you know, so relationships, you know, like that's why friendships, I always tell my clients, I tell my friends, you know, like friendships are going to come and go throughout your life. You're always going to have these relationships, and it's about like learning from them. Growing with them or growing apart is fine. You know, your priorities change, your values become more apparent. And if you're a person who invites this idea or concept of like radical kindness, honesty, sorry, you know, in your life, you know, you're going to cultivate relationships that reciprocate that. So then the friendships that you have are going to end up becoming more open and honest with you as well, because you're cultivating that. You're allowing them to know that this is the kind of relationship that I want.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. Like, you attract, like attracts like. Like, you will attract people that appreciate honesty and consider that something important in their lives also.
Exactly. And again, you know, with the intention of what you were talking about with your friends, like how you tell them, you know, I'm going to be there for you, I'm going to support you, you know, and the same thing with me, with my friend, when I told her about the relationship, it's, you're coming from a place, remember, again, it's all about identifying that intention. You know, I'm coming from a place that I care about you more so than I care about my own comfortability. And I'm putting myself in this situation, even though it's uncomfortable for both of us, because I love you, because I want to be kind.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And having that clarity for that friendship is so important. And when it comes to romantic relationships, so I'll paint you like a scenario just to see what you would think about this. Let's say that there is one partner who has a past that makes it difficult for them to trust. Right? And so because it's difficult for them to trust, they're easily upset by very little things. Like if plans change and somebody's going to be home a little later, or if somebody doesn't answer the phone for an hour, you know, which is very common. You could be in a meeting, something could run a little later and you're going to be late, but all of these things cause tension, right? Or spending time with friends can cause tension. So the partner that doesn't have the trust issues, right? The partner that came into this relationship and is kind of like, you know, on edge a lot because their partner has these trust issues from the past, feels like, I shouldn't tell her that I'm going to go have lunch with this friend, or I shouldn't tell him that I'm going to, you know, have a breakfast out with my best friend, because I don't want them to be upset. And these little white lies that they feel like, you know, they're saving themselves and their partner some aggravation.
Yeah, I would say in that scenario, you're actually growing a further wedge between the two of you. Mm-hmm. And you're running the risk of creating even more distrust in the relationship, because those little white lies go a long way. If you're lying, you know, about who you're having lunch with, or how you're spending your time throughout the day, or why you didn't answer the phone right at that moment, you know, there's going to be a lot of mistrust that's going to build within the relationship and eventually result in you guys separating and growing apart. So that would be a great opportunity for you to say, even though this makes you uncomfortable, you know, me having lunch with my friend, or I wasn't able to answer the phone because I was working, you know, that's when you want to like have these open and honest conversations with your partner and say, you know, where do you think that this is coming from? You know, have I in this relationship at any moment, you know, given you a moment to doubt, you know, my intentions or my feelings about you? And if I have done so, how? And we need to like openly talk about that, right?
Yeah,
because I think that is a big problem that a lot of people do, is they bring previous traumas into their current relationships and almost punish their partners for things that have happened to them in the past. And that's not really fair either, right?
Yeah. And I think radical honesty is a great way to help with that scenario that you just put out, because, I mean, you can't help these trust issues, right? Time can heal them, but while that time is happening, this person's still feeling on edge, right? And I think part of radical honesty, it's like sharing and being aware of these things. Like if you're aware that you have these trust issues because of your past, it's sharing that with your partner. Like, hey, this is something that I know is not your fault, but like anybody that we start to date, we kind of take some baggage along with us, and this is mine. So these are the things that would make me feel more comfortable. These are the things that would like soothe this like anxiety that I have taken with me from my previous relationships. And that's some radical honesty, you know, like this is something about me that's not necessarily pretty, that could cause issues in our relationship. And I understand can be frustrating for you, but I want you to be aware of it.
Yeah. And being honest about what you need in order to build that trust. Right. I think that that's something else that's kind of commonly accepted in our society, that going into new relationships, whether it's a romantic one or it's a friendship, we should automatically trust. And I would disagree with that, right? I feel like trust should be something earned over time and through action. Mm-hmm. So with our partners, expressing to them our expectations, you know, if I'm in a relationship, I expect to be able to reach you. You know, I expect to be able to know, you know, who you're spending time with. I want to share that with you, and vice versa. You know, yeah. So having these conversations and allowing your partners to know what it is that you expect.
Yeah. We tend to fill in the blanks, right? When we first meet someone, whether it's a friend or a new partner, we get very minimal information about these people, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so everything else that we want, we either fill it in with ideal things or we fill it in with really negative things, like, or he's not to be trusted, or like, oh my God, she seems amazing. She's like a friend that I've always wanted, or he is like such a cool guy. Like it's going to go great. And in reality, you don't know, right? You assume that there are no faults in these areas before you know it. And so It's one extreme or the other, right? Like you either feel like you immediately trust them or you're immediately mistrusting, instead of just like, let me get some middle ground here. I don't know yet.
Exactly. And that's a good point. I don't want you to go into the relationship thinking, oh, I can't trust this person.
Exactly. Right.
But it's not like and blanketed, oh, I trust you 100%, you know, even though I just met you and we're dating and I'm infatuated. Like
exactly.
That's not, it should be something that you're going in with caution, but you're also allowing that person to build that with you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think it happens a lot, like honeymoon stage, you know. Mm-hmm. There's even honeymoon stages in friendships, but
absolutely,
I think it's hard to remember that like there's probably some bad stuff about this person, especially when you're like falling in love. So I think it's important to be honest with each other and have that mm-hmm. openness, so you understand those things from early on.
Yeah, agreed. We have
so
to.
How for our conference, I tend to be the non-confrontational. I tend to back up a little bit, you know, back off. And so how do you, let's say when you meet someone, you start going out, you start having a relationship. How do you know when it's a good time to talk about things like that? Or is it better to do it at the very beginning? Is it better to just to do it, afterwards? What do you recommend for somebody that's just starting to go out with someone? Is it what's too soon and not and like what's considered too soon, too much?
Gabby, I think you'd be a good one to answer this one.
I was just gonna say that I would say it's so heavily dependent on the relationship and the information being shared. But I think cultivating honesty from the very beginning is important.
Okay.
Yeah, I think sharing your expectations from day one of the person that you're dating or you're considering to date regularly, you know, it's like I always tell my clients, don't assume, you know, from the beginning that you are going to be in this monogamous, you know, situation. Like this is something that you have to have the conversation of,
yeah.
You know. My younger clients, they joke and they're like, oh, that's so archaic, you know, to think, oh, I'm going to ask him to be my girlfriend. I'm going to ask him to be my boyfriend. But you can never make those kind of assumptions either. right? It's better to be upfront, like, hey, I like you. This is my intention. And I want to move forward in trying to cultivate something with you. And do you feel the same way?
Yeah, exactly. And also being honest about how certain things that people do make you feel, right? I think there's like a fear of saying something to scare the person away. That's like a common theme in new relationships. And, you know, with what you were saying, Emmy, there's lots of people who aren't confrontational and are more likely to kind of step back. And I think that what I would say there, especially in new relationships, is to work on getting comfortable with confrontation and confronting in a way that you feel comfortable with, you know, and maybe that's part of like changing the idea that confrontation is something bad in your mind and, you know, framing it as like the very positive thing that it could be. And just like, you know, at the end of the day, if this person is going to be scared off because I feel certain that I want an exclusive relationship and that I'm not looking for anything casual, if that scares this person, then they're not it, you know?
Yeah,
it's
so
safe
it goes
to
back
say that
to,
they're not it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It goes back to that idea of the, you know, radical honesty thing with where you tell, sorry, I'm losing track of thought now. where you want to, like, you know, cultivate these relationships. And how do you do that? You want to be able to grow within them. So like you said, Gabby, it's perfect. You want to think of conflict or being assertive in your communication, not as a like negative deterrent, but more of like an opportunity for this relationship to grow into the thing that you want it to be.
Exactly.
And I
exactly.
think with me, it's the word, you know, Gabby, you and I have talked about before how words matter, right? And
yep.
So I think the word confrontation to me is a word that for me just is indicates fighting or war,
yeah.
or you know,
conflict.
And conflict, right? And so it's not that I don't like to be confrontational, like battle, you know, like conflict. But so I guess for me, it's just switching that word around. It just, for me, it just seems like a very heavy word, like conflict,
yeah,
conflicting.
And that's why I had mentioned that in the beginning, that that's a lot of people see confrontation and think a fight, a bad
right.
thing,
right.
a negative outcome.
Right.
You're going to make somebody angry, you know,
right.
It's like synonymous to starting a fight,
right?
Which it's really not. If you think of it in its most basic sense, it's just I am confronting a situation that I'm not okay with, or
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I think it's important to discuss, or, you know, and
yeah,
in reality, what were
it
you
doesn't
saying?
necessarily have to indicate conflict,
Right.
Right. Or you could, like Gabby said earlier, it's like redefining what that word is for you. Because I think in relationships, you know, whether it's friendships or whether it's romantic or family, you know, you have two different people with two different perspectives, two different upbringings, right, that are coming together and choosing to spend time together, you know, choosing to be having a life together. There's bound to be conflict. Right. And the more that you're able to discuss these different things and come to some sort of resolution, the stronger your relationship is going to be in the long run,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to people who constantly kind of back off and avoid, and then they build up resentment and they build up all these negative emotions because they're never able to really fully express that or feel safe enough to do so.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that. And I do want to mention, because I think a lot of people use the excuse of honesty to be an asshole, for lack of a better explanation. But it's like, you know, they'll say something very mean, kind of borderline cruel,
mm-hmm.
something that's very hurtful. And they'll be like, you know, well, this is just who I am. I'm just really honest. Like, I'm just going to be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain things that you're going out of your way to state something that is usually a matter of opinion, and you know it's going to be hurtful, or you know it is potentially hurtful, and there's no point in it, right? Mm-hmm. It's not helping right. anyone. It's not anything that can be changed. It's not affecting either of you. It's just like being honest for the sake of honesty while hurting people. And right. I think that's a right. big, good distinction to make.
Definitely, definitely. Because your intention no longer is, you know, thinking about the other person's perspective or wanting to help them, more so than just expressing your own views without regard of the other person's like emotions.
Exactly.
Right. And that's and very different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that a good barometer of that is, do you want someone telling you the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Would you appreciate if somebody shared that with you, how would you feel with that? So being switching places and putting yourself in that person's, you know, place, would you like to hear this from a friend or from someone else?
Yeah.
And so I think that that's a good way of figuring out, well, yeah, no, right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, no, go ahead, yeah. Gabby. You were gonna
and
say
letting people know, right? Just kind of circling back to radical honesty, letting people know when their, you know, unwanted opinion is hurtful. Mm-hmm. Being mm-hmm. honest, you know, we've done around the holidays, we always try to do a podcast episode on those family members that give you their opinion about your weight or about your marriage or about baby making. And it's like, you're prepping yourself. We call it y tu novio season, like, oh, where's the boyfriend season? Where you're like, family's gonna bombard you with these questions. And sometimes, you know, it's like the grandmas that always feel like, you know, it's okay for them to point out that you've gained weight, or the aunts and uncles, and being radically honest with these family members and not just being like, eh, that's just how they are. But mm-hmm. being radically honest in these scenarios too, like, listen, it makes me feel a lot of pressure when you're asking me about significant others and babies when I don't feel ready just yet. It makes me feel bad that I don't feel ready. So, you know, if you could just, I know your intentions aren't bad. So if you could just not ask me about those things, I promise you'll be the first person I tell once I'm in a relationship or once I'm pregnant.
Right. You know? Absolutely. Right. So Gabby, as you're talking, Gabby, Tiffany and I are like, yes, 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 yes. We're nodding. So for the listeners out there, Tiffany and I are like, yes, we agree with you, Gabby. We agree with you.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's always important to set those kind of boundaries, you know, within relationships for sure. You know, allowing the other person to know, hey, you know, like, I know that you're coming from a good place. I appreciate, you know, that you care enough, but at the same time, this is not productive, or this isn't helping, or this is creating, you know, a negative, mm-hmm. you know, emotion for me, you know, anxiety, whatever it may be.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes that radical honesty is, as you said, is a boundary in and of itself, right? You being radically honest about what you are okay with and aren't okay with, what's hurtful, what isn't. Will set a boundary.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Super important. And so, Tiffany, in kind of closing this out, is there any last minute advice that you want to leave everybody in listener land with about radical honesty and its importance, or the importance of not lying?
Yeah, like I want everyone to take away from this podcast, you know, don't let the word radical, you know, like, set you off and think, oh, I'm just going to be brutally honest with everyone. And I'm just going to tell them, you know, as soon as I walk into a room, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
And it's more of, you know, thinking behind the opinion that you're holding, you know, is this something that, number one, is going to be received by the other person? Are they even going to be able or capable of understanding where I'm coming from? You know, are you, you know, the person who's giving the opinion, understanding what that person is going through and whether or not this is going to be helpful to them? You know, you don't want to just share your opinion to share it. You want to come from a place of humility. You know, I'm not an expert in X, Y, and Z. However, this is what I think, you know, would be a good option for you. Or I think that, you know, this person is not the best for you, and having the reasoning behind it. So that you can share that with the person that you're trying to, you know, get across this concept of radical honesty and being honest with yourselves, you know, that this is an opportunity for us to empower the other person, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about us or, you know, avoiding, you know, confrontation or avoiding a discomfortable, like an uncomfortable situation, but more of, you know, how am I empowering this person, you know, by being honest with them in the moment, and how are they going to reciprocate that later for me?
I love that. I love that. Like, you're setting a good example in the relationship, which makes maybe your partner or your friend or your family member feel more comfortable about being honest in the future.
Absolutely.
Right. And sometimes it's also something I was thinking of before we close out, as Tiffany was talking, is that sometimes it's not the information that you're sharing, but maybe it's the timing. Maybe it's like too soon, maybe after a breakup, and maybe allowing a little bit, you know, a few days or a little bit before coming up with something. So it's not necessarily maybe the information you have is good and you believe it's good and it's coming from a good place. But think about the timing also. Is this a good time to share this with that person?
Right.
Or should I put some time between now? Let me give it a few days before I talk to her about this.
I love that.
Absolutely, Emmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such a good example too. You know, right after a breakup, the last thing your friend is going to be open to hearing is right. Like, yeah, that guy sucked. You know, like it's not necessarily going to be received well in that moment.
Right. Exactly. So maybe putting some time. So sometimes it's not a question of the actual advice, but sometimes, or what you're offering, but it's just the timing.
Yeah.
It may not be the best timing.
So the importance is timing and how you say whatever you want to be honest about.
Right. Yes. How you deliver it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the what is your use intention? And when you do it.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And your intention, right? That's step one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Step one is the intention. The intention.
I love that.
What you're sharing, is it something that if you were in the same position, would you like someone else to, would you, how would you be receiving that information, right? And the timing.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
Good.
Well,
this is great.
Thank you, Tiffany, for joining us.
Thank you, Tiffany. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I love doing this with you guys.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yes. So much
hopefully
fun.
We'll have you back soon to talk a little bit about hypnosis and maybe some myth busting there, because I know there's a lot of information out there about it and a lot of misconceptions. So that'll be awesome.
Yes, that's
is for sure.
That's the next podcast with me, Tiffany.
Okay. Can't wait.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
So, guys, okay, so I think this is a wrap.
Talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.